We are teetering on the verge of a record of website hits for Doc Wallach at criticalhealthnews.com, so keep it up. We're going to be back in a moment with calls this hour, trying to help you get through with this COVID-19 and everything else. Doc Wallach next from criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Tom is taking your text and tweets. We'll get to your calls, and we've got a few emails in. Doc, we've got some emails in. One is from Bill in Wichita, Kansas, and he just says, I just heard your regimen for your breakfast. Do you ever change it?
No, I've been eating that way for 30 years.
You don't get tired of it?
Nope.
Well, good for you.
It's going to add 25 to 50 years to my life. And so I look forward to it every morning.
Now, you go out and you go out to restaurants and things like that. Are you picky, or how do you prepare your dinners?
Okay. Well, dinners, I can have a lamb chop or a steak or hamburgers or that sort of stuff. Meatloaf has oats in it or wheat or something like that, flour in it. So I will have, you know, red meat, and I can have fish. I can have poultry. I do eat chicken and duck and turkey and that kind of stuff. But everything is roasted or grilled. Nothing is fried. I do eat sweet potatoes. I do eat rice and beans and that sort of stuff. I do eat salads twice a day, lunch and dinner. And I take my 90 essential nutrients twice a day. And at lunchtime, I'll take herbal rainforest, which is kind of a detoxer. It's got 13 cleansing herbs from the Amazon. There's all these herbs from the Amazon River. And then it has 75 minerals. And for side drinking, I will take the during the day. And when I exercise, because I walk 2 miles a day and do 20 push-ups twice a day, and I will drink our Rebound, our sports drink with 75 minerals in it and 100 nutrients.
I just got my new treadmill ordered. It's coming to St. Louis in the next couple days. My old one was 32 years old, Doc.
Wow.
It finally broke.
There's a mileage on that puppy.
found a company online that comes and picks them up, because I didn't know how to dispose this thing. And so they're taking that away, and then a new one's coming in. And those things, that's important to work out a little bit, isn't it?
Exercise is good. But I actually have two wonderful CDs that everybody who's going to exercise, which should be everybody, should listen to those two CDs. One is called Dead Athletes Don't Lie, and the other one is Exercise Without Supplementation is Suicide. This year so far, George, 500,000 young athletes under the age of 21 have died of a sudden heart attack.
They've just dropped over and died.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Now, I've done 1,700 autopsies on those kids, published in three languages. The English version is in... trace element.
What is it, like a birth defect they had?
No, sir. It's just a simple single mineral deficiency. I went to Qishan, China. It's called Qishan's disease there. Did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 and figured out the cause and prevention of kids' sudden infant death syndrome. You don't hear about that anymore because I eliminated it. I eliminated muscular dystrophy. I gave the cause, prevention, and cure of that to Jerry Lewis in 2011. He was so excited. He interviewed the doctors that had looked at the kids and their charts said they don't have muscular dystrophy anymore. He took 20 charts to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis. That's why he disappeared and the telethon stopped, because they fired him in 2011. And then April 16th, 2013.
That broke his heart, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, he died 2 years later.
Yeah.
In 2013, three federal judges ruled that that one nutrient had to be put in baby formulas finally after 25 years of me arguing about it. And a year and a half later, in the Charlotte Observer, front page of the Charlotte Observer, kind of like New York Times for New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, we don't know why, but sudden infant death syndrome has vanished in the state of North Carolina.
Selenium, isn't it?
Yeah, it was forced to put in the...
Part of your sauce.
Formulas. Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Wayne in Chicago. Hey, Wayno, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, George, for taking my call.
Thank you,
sir.
Wayne. Absolutely.
Yes, doctor. Are you aware that the HIV virus was put into the coronavirus as a bioweapon? Are you aware of that, doctor?
I know that HIV is swirling around with it, okay? I'll admit to that. And, of course, I have something for you, okay? We have a program... which we call our colloidal silver. I put 2 dropperfuls of that under my tongue a half hour before each meal and a half hour before bedtime. And you can look it up. You can go look up all the bugs that colloidal silver kills, and that includes HIV. includes Spanish flu, H1N1, polio, SARS, MERS, COVID-2, and COVID-19. But it does kill HIV, okay, colloidal silver. And so I use that heavily, been using it for 25 years, and that's a good one.
Doc, I had a story in my news segment earlier that they're going after vitamin D now, saying that it doesn't really help against COVID at all. You know, I'm using a cocktail of vitamin D, zinc, quinine water, vitamin C, and all these other, the essentials and everything else. But they're saying vitamin D might not help. What do you think of that?
Well, I think, George, you're much smarter than those doctors. Because vitamin D is absolutely essential to prevent COVID, okay? And here's why. A vitamin D3 doesn't kill COVID, doesn't do anything directly with COVID, but it keeps your bone marrow normal so you can make antibodies and white blood cells to go and kill and eat the virus. Without vitamin D3, you can't retain your bone health. And you can be a kid and have osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is not a thing of aging. Babies are born with osteoporosis if the mother doesn't have enough nutrition during pregnancy. And so it's imperative, and I take three of those, our vitamin D3 capsules twice a day for kids or people who don't like to take so many capsules. We have a spray. It tastes like lemonade. Kids love it. Three spritzes twice a day, vitamin D3. It maintains bone health. It helps you absorb minerals and particularly calcium out of your intestine and place them properly in your bones. Just remember that your bone marrow is where your immune system is. And so by maintaining your immune system, vitamin D3 is extremely useful. Now, it doesn't kill the virus directly, okay?
Right.
But it will make your bone marrow happy so it can make the things that will go and kill and eat the virus.
Is your bone marrow where you develop this immunity for things?
That's correct.
Okay. Interesting. Will in Los Angeles. Hey, Will, go ahead. Are you there? Will has hung up. Okay, next up, let's go to Steve in Burbank. Hey, Steven.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure thing.
I've been listening to Doc for a couple years, and I'm certainly making a great attempt at the changes that he recommends. It's tough, though, George, you know, to give up wheat, barley, rye.
It's not easy. It's not easy. No, you're right.
But I'm gradually getting to the point where I'm feeling better. I've been taking the Tangerine for a few years and haven't been sick, so everything's good in that sense. The issue that I'm having that started about a year ago is a skin rash. It's called lichenoid dermatitis.
Okay.
On the back. Mm-hmm. And they can't figure out what the source is. I had a biopsy, and they say like it's drug related, but I don't do any drugs.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure what I can do about this.
Doc, ask him a few questions and give us your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you: do you have any bowel problems? Any constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, diverticulitis, anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Do you have anything? How old are you, sir?
65.
Okay. Do you have any gray hair, silver hair?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any varicose veins or spider veins in your legs?
Not really.
Okay. You had to think about that. Okay. And so, when you have these kind of skin problems, oftentimes they'll say you have an autoimmune disease and your body's attacking itself and that kind of thing. Lupus, you get rosacea on your face, and then there's eczema and dermatitis and psoriatic arthritis, and all these things have to do with the skin, okay, because this is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. Now, what do you eat for breakfast?
I eat eggs or...
Do you eat pancakes or waffles?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Do you eat oatmeal?
Oatmeal. And
that's the gluten. I see where you're coming,
that's
Doc.
That's your problem. Yeah, that's your problem. And it's a single nutrient that causes deficiency, that causes gray hair and varicose veins. And that same nutritional deficiency will cause aneurysms, okay?
Is that the copper?
Break down the elastic fibers in your skin. And, sir?
Is that the copper, Doc?
Yeah. Yes, the copper. Hey, you get an A+, brother.
I listen to you. I take notes.
Okay, so what do you weigh, sir?
Go ahead, Steve.
About 175.
Okay. You have to appreciate you're going to have to give up gluten. You have to live like an Asian. Absolutely no wheat, butter, and oats. You're killing yourself by eating those foods. They actually make a wonderful rice beer from New Zealand and Australia, which is available here in the States. We also have, of course, all kinds of rice beer made here in the United States. We also have wine. I have a glass of red wine. I'm going to have a glass of wine before I go to bed tonight. But I gave up drinking beer, okay, in college when I learned about the gluten. We're talking in the 1950s, okay?
But are you saying rice beer is better?
Well, there's no gluten in it.
Okay. All right,
Budweiser is a gluten drink.
Interesting. All right, text and tweets. What else do we have for Doc Tom?
Well, this went in from Jason in North Dakota. I live in one of the coldest states in the U.S., and I'm wondering if a person's body health can be affected by where they live.
Well, they can be affected where you live by diet and also, you know, what is available in stores, you know, gardens and so forth. But you do have to compensate for the cold, obviously. And so you have to eat more calories. You have to dress warmer. And I would definitely stay away from the gluten. It's tempting. Toast, French toast, waffles, pancakes, cream of wheat, breakfast champions, oatmeal for breakfast, flour tortillas for lunch, and spaghetti factory three nights a week, and pizza crust. I eat pizza three nights a week. But
gluten-free. It's gluten-free, right?
Yeah, it's a gluten-free pizza. It has a cauliflower and potato flour crust.
Does it taste different from a normal pizza?
Well, I have four types of cheese on there, eight vegetables, and I put either fish or beef on top of it, so I don't even taste the crust.
Are you making it from scratch, or is it one of those frozen pizzas?
No, there's a frozen pizza, and on the box it says in like one-inch letters, gluten-free on the front, and has a gluten-free symbol.
Well, and I've noticed since you've been talking about gluten-free, a lot of stores are carrying gluten-free products now, and they're labeled all over the place.
Yes, and that's a good thing because it's convenient. And, you know, even places like Domino's Pizza offers gluten-free pizza, but their mistake is they cook the same pizza in the same ovens with the regular crust, and so there's some cross-contamination there.
Now, when you talk about contamination, what actually happens?
Well, the dust from the flour on other foods gets on it, okay? Let's say you work in a bakery, and there's flour dust, wheat flour dust in the air on,
I
on
see.
The chairs.
Okay.
And
you got to mop it down like they do for COVID-19 now.
Exactly. And, of course, you get cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surfaces, the beds, the couches, the rugs. And it's really, cross-contamination will kill you. You got to pay attention.
Joe in Long Island, New York's with us. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Okay, I want to run a couple of things by you. First, you know, you're talking about people 110 years old.
Yes.
But when you dealt with big game lions, tigers and bears, oh my, did you see something along the lines of a good genetics for longevity or good genetics for anything else? And I do wonder if it was a little dangerous working with them. And the second thing I want to bring up is Merck said yesterday that they had success with 189 people, small trial, with pills that you would take it home for 5 days.
Yep. That was my news item.
The virus, so that's hopeful. But also, I hear that quercetin is very helpful against this virus and even Ebola. I've heard melatonin.
Ivermectin. Remember, Doc?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a couple of boxes in my feet as we're speaking here. The cream, it was made for head lice for human beings. And so I have that, and when this new drug comes out that you can take orally, I'm going to investigate it, and if it's safe, I'll go ahead and take that.
Absolutely. And if you want to Google, Merck is the one that's coming out with it, with a U.S. maker. They're doing it in conjunction with each other, but apparently it's a pill, and they said they're having some pretty good response with it.
Yeah, I believe they can, okay, because South American countries are using that ivermectin, which is made for blood vessel parasites in humans and animals. And it worked like a charm in South America.
I used to give it to my racehorses to deworm them.
Exactly. And so it is FDA approved for humans for certain use, but if they approve it for humans for certain use, it's not going to kill you, so you don't have to worry about it killing you, okay? And then It's one of those things where I'm going to take the oral stuff and the creams as opposed. And you go to a feed store, you know, in a farm community, and ask them if they have any of that ivermectin lotion or cream, and which they put on calves and horses and stuff like that for ticks and mites and mange and so on. And so you can. That's how what I did. I bought two boxes of it, and I've just got it down here at my feet. And if it gets rough in our community, I'll start wiping myself down with that after showers and so on.
And Doc, you wanted to know about lions. What was it like at the St. Louis Zoo?
Oh well, I worked in Africa for 2 years in the bush. Never saw a city for 2 years. Lived in the bush and caught 200 white rhinos. So there's only 470 left at that time. And I used a drug called M99. It's 10,000 times more potent than morphine. Would dart them, and we train them for 8 weeks to live in a box, feed them, and clean them up in the box. I shipped 200 white rhino here. There was only 470 left back in 65. And today there's 25,000 because of our work there. I had to learn Zulu, Matabele, and Afrikaans because nobody spoke English.
Did you like Marlon Perkins?
Oh, he was a wonderful man. Of course, he was my mentor, and he was the one who sent me to Africa. And he's the one that got me the $25 million grant to do the 20,000 autopsies. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And that's where I learned about epigenetics. There are no genetically transmitted diseases.
And you also went to the University of Missouri, didn't you?
Well, I got my first two degrees there, agriculture and veterinary medicine, University of Missouri. I got my postdoctoral fellowship, which is like a PhD degree, at Washington University at the Center for
Great School. Great School. Where were you born?
In St. Louis County, in Wellston, Missouri. Yeah, my grandmother had a little farm-to-market store there, and we lived on a farm, an Angus farm.
Do you have any more relatives still here in the area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so I'll have an excuse to come down there and visit.
Well, I'm in St. Louis right now. I should go see them.
Okay. I'll set it up.
That would be fun. Okay. You got them on the programs, too?
Well, of course.
Absolutely. I got another email in from Rita, and she wants to know where you got the passion for what you do. That's kind of a neat question.
Okay, it was very good. Well, we started that at the beginning. when I was 4 years old, I started getting violent and couldn't remember anything. My mom and dad took me to 20 different doctors. The 20th one was a little old grandmotherly doctor, a pediatrician from St. Louis. Her name was Mary Jane Skeffington. And she looked at me, and none of them could – they didn't even have a name for what I had back then. And she said, look, we're going to have to put him in an institution. He's going to hurt himself or kill somebody. Because I was very strong for a nine-year-old, throwing bales of hay and stuff. And I was, you know, just walk right by and just punch a guy, that kind of thing.
And, for no reason?
Yeah. I was really very aggressive and crazy. And so Mary Jane Skeffington, she said I had to be in an institution. So I asked my mom what that meant. She said, well, they're going to put you in the hospital. So I said, how long? She said, well, maybe forever, the rest of your life. Well, that didn't sound good. So that night when everybody else went to sleep, I'm sitting there saying, okay, I have to think about this. I'm 9 years old. I don't want to go to a hospital for the rest of my life. Why is it that I'm on this way, and the animals that eat the same food out of our garden, or, you know, our chickens and ducks and sheep and things like that we keep around the house to eat, we feed them out of our garden, and they don't have my problems. They eat exactly as I do. And I said, no, that's not true. They eat everything from the garden I do, but we're giving them extra vitamins, minerals, and alfalfa.
Hold on for a second, Doc. We'll let you finish the story and final calls when we come right back. Well, next hour, the wife of the ex and late Coast to Coast guest, Philip Coppens, joins us, Kathleen McGowan, as we talk about the ancient alien question. So make sure you're part of the program. We're going to be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com to take final phone calls and a final text and tweet from Tom as well here. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, here's this toll-free number. I've been getting several emails from folks who missed it. How do you miss it? I give it out 100 times. It's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Before we go back to final calls, Doc, I'll let you finish up the story as the young Doc Wallach was out of control.
Yeah. When I was nine, and that night I was sitting on the end of the bed and everybody else went to sleep. And I figured that not only were we giving those animals the vegetables out of the garden that we were eating, but we were also giving them vitamins, minerals, and alfalfa pellets that I wasn't eating. So next morning for breakfast, I threw everything else outside for the animals, and I just began to eat bowls full of those alfalfa pellets for the vitamins and minerals twice a day. Well, in 3 days' time, I was cured. It was a dramatic cure. And I didn't say anything to anybody, and within 2 weeks at the churches, people were noticing and pointing and whispering because I was singing out of the hymn book. I wasn't disrupting the church services. And in a month, this little old lady came up to me and said, "Well, I heard you can cure my diabetes. What do I do?" And I said, "Ma'am, I'm only 9 years old. I don't even know what diabetes is." And so I looked in the Merck manual for animals and the Merck manual for people, and sure enough, diabetes is a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. And I said, I've got to get into this because people need this information. They're missing the boat. Doctors are giving them misinformation. And so that's when I started, when I was 9.
You, at that age, you knew what you wanted to do.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. That truly is. To the phones we go. Michael in Colorado. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
Well, 6 months ago, I told your associate, Ben Fuchs, on the show that I'm 69, I'm in excellent health, I do 250 push-ups and sit-ups a day.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
350 jumping jacks a day, and I've been studying martial arts since 1998. I also bicycle about 40 miles a week. And I'm just wanting your opinion on something now. Your opinion isn't going to change this for me because it's required in all kung fu schools. And that is, we do something called, have you ever heard of qi gong or qi kung?
Mm-hmm.
That's like an energy thing, isn't it?
That's an energy exercise. Mm-hmm.
It's stress fracturing the bones. At the lower levels, you start out on a punching bag. Then when you get to black belt, you go to soft wood. Mm-hmm. Then later on, you go to hardwood. And I don't know what's after that. But it stress fractures the bones, makes them, over years and decades, it makes them like iron compared to the average person's bones. And it's called iron bone training. And we do it to as many bones as we can in our body, but primarily to the hands, forearms, shins, feet, thighs, and even the spine and the head. But I'm just curious what you have to say about that medically and or nutritionally.
Okay, well, they both kind of run together. Your bones require 90 essential nutrients to maintain themselves, so I would suggest you begin to eat like an Asian, where the kung fu came from, right? Eat rice and sweet potatoes and fish and red meat, you know, roasted and everything, not deep fried like southern fried cooking. Can't do that. No wheat, bran, or iron oats. Eat rice and sweet potatoes and beans and maize and seaweed. We have a couple of great products, Fucoid Z and Ocean's Gold is our seaweed, 9 different seaweeds, and that's for trace minerals. And, of course, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Now, here's the deal. I dealt with so many professional athletes and so many Olympic athletes, I mean, by the hundreds, okay? And that's why we came up with our sports drink, Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it. Because when you exercise, you lose nutrients, okay? And the reason why Asians get away with it, they live on seaweed, which is trace minerals and so forth. They eat bones. And so you have to eat like them and supplement properly if you're going to do what you're doing and last a long time. You have an extreme exercise thing. Now, I lettered in wrestling and football in junior high and high school. I lettered in wrestling at the University of Missouri. And I was taking all these nutrients since I was 9 years old. So, I surpassed everybody else because I could bend them in knots because I was stronger because I was taking all the nutrients and staying away from gluten. Well, you have to do the same thing. You have to live like an Asian, not only just the exercise part and the emotional part, but you also have to eat nutritionally like they do. And so I recommend, how much do you weigh?
He's off the phone now, Doc.
Okay. Well, per 100 pounds of weight, George, I'd have him take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. 3 of our MSM twice a day for bone maintenance and repair, our glucogel, 5 capsules twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. He needs the vitamin D3, our favorite, 3 twice a day. And then our Rebound, our sports drink, and he needs to get a hold of that CD, 2 CDs, Dead Athletes Don't Lie, and the other one's Exercise Without Supplementation and Suicide. Just remember, these sorts of extreme exercise programs occur in Asia, where people are living on seaweed, and they're getting all these trace minerals. And if you're just eating fried chicken and French fries and flour tortillas and that sort of stuff, and French toast for breakfast and oatmeal for breakfast, this guy's not going to make it very long.
Doc, I want these COVIDs to go away so we can get back to live events again.
Okay.
Don't you?
Yes, sir.
I miss them. I miss those. Final text and tweet. What do we have for you, Tommy?
Hey, in from Sheila in Jersey City, New Jersey. Please have Doc Wallach discuss brain health and if he thinks cell phones are a factor.
Well, a lot of people think that cell phones contribute to tumors in the brain and things like that, Doc.
Okay, well, that's kind of a false belief. There's no evidence to show that, okay? But, you know, everybody uses cell phones, so everybody who gets brain cancer is going to be using a cell phone because everybody uses cell phones. But nobody can show that cell phones, when you tie a cell phone to an animal's head and leave it run all the time, they never get brain cancer, okay? And so that doesn't equate. But brain health is very interesting. The brain is 75% cholesterol. You need to eat, as an adult, 3 eggs twice a day. As a kid, you need to eat 1 or 2 eggs a day. Okay, with soft yolks, hard-boiled eggs won't count. And you need to take our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, take our de-stress capsules, our Ultimate Niacin Plus, our Synaptive, the eggs, and I would also take something like the, I would go with the Memory FX. All these things give your brain what it needs to be able to function, and cells talk to each other and function properly and last a long time.
What's the Synaptive do?
Okay, Synaptive gives your brain cells the raw materials they need to make the chemicals they need to talk to each other, you know, the synapse. That's what we call it, Synaptive.
Okay, so is it primarily for the brain?
Oh, yeah, Synaptive is for the brain. Or any synapse in your body, in your legs or anywhere, lungs, it doesn't matter. Any synapse in your body will benefit from it. And, you know, I have a great, like, two-minute story about Alzheimer's disease, if you want to hear that one.
Yeah, go ahead, and then we'll take final calls.
Okay, well, this guy... his name is Ray McGregor from Charlotte, North Carolina. His sister calls me about 25 years ago. Says Ray was diagnosed 12 years ago with Alzheimer's disease. His doctors gave him pharmaceuticals for it. In 3 years' time, he went into a coma. He's been in a coma for 8 years now. They've been feeding him Ensure 3 times a day through his G-tube and giving IVs twice a day for fluids and electrolytes, that kind of stuff. Now, his brain waves are zero, and they want to pull the plug. And because they want to use the room for somebody who has a possibility of living, they say he has no possibility of living, so they just want to pull the plug. I said, well, get 90 days from him and call me every 2 weeks and say, here's what I want you to do. Give him our shake made with heavy cream. Don't make it with water like the instructions say. Make it with heavy cream and give him 3 of those shakes a day. Take 3 scrambled eggs with soft, runny yolks at breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that shake. I want him to have 1 Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and dose in each of those shakes. I want him to also have the Synaptive in the shakes. And then the de-stress capsules, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets in each of those shakes, because there's 11, 12 different types of dementias, and everybody wants to call them Alzheimer's disease because doctors get paid the most for treating Alzheimer's disease. So they call me every 2 weeks. She calls me in 3 days, George, and she is screaming her brother's name, Ray McGregor, and wailing, and oh, God, he's died, they're going to blame me.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, how's your brother Ray? She says, well, he got up this morning. After 8 years of being in a coma, he thought he was only asleep one day. He didn't realize he was in a coma. He gets dressed, shaves, goes back to work at the bank in Charlotte, North Carolina.
No job.
Yeah. Well, and the people who are there now weren't there
8 years
left.
Ago. That's right.
Yeah. And so they thought he was just a clever crook trying to claim he was a bank officer so he could rob the bank. So they pulled the alarm, and she says, the place is swarming with cops, blah, 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 blah. But,
That's funny.
He did very well. And just, I was surprised because I figured it was going to take a month, but it only took him 3 days. To come back alert after being in a coma for 8 years, misdiagnosed.
They all are. Rita in Minneapolis, first-time caller. Hi, Rita.
Hi. I'm so excited. I can't believe I got through.
Well, you did. You made it. How can we help you?
Well, George, I've been listening to you for over 15 years, so this is exciting.
Yeah, it's a great time, that's for sure.
Doc, I started 3 weeks ago on your Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, Ultimate EFAs, and Ultimate Selenium. But what I would like to know is, for overall general good health, what else would you suggest that I take?
Okay, how much do you weigh?
Oh, gosh, I don't want to say.
Come on, Rita. Go ahead.
200.
How tall are you?
Okay.
5'6".
Okay.
All right, so 200 pounds. You need two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day. I would also start out with one meal, one of our keto caramel meals, either the bar or the shake. And the other meals, you know, kind of eat like an Asian, rice and sweet potatoes and fish and eggs and that sort of stuff, as opposed to the regular American diet, right? But one meal a day. It doesn't have to be the same meal all the time. Use our keto caramel meal, either a shake or a bar. And then I would also throw in the MSM, take three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month. Take our vitamin D3, take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I would also take our collagen or glucogel to rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. Take five twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then I want you to use our colloidal silver and our hand sanitizer. Our colloidal silver, put two droppers full under your tongue, half hour before each meal and a half hour before bed. Do you have any other issues, any high blood pressure, diabetes, or bowel problems or skin problems?
No, huh?
Okay, good. Well, this should resolve itself very quickly, so do call us every couple of weeks and give a testimony on George's show, and so you'll have a beautiful story, because everything you got is reversible very quickly. But you got to give up all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat bran, rhinos, no sugar. Take the supplement program I just outlined. And, of course, we have all kinds of other things. But don't forget, with all this COVID stuff going on, you do want to use the colloidal silver. And it will dampen down the viral load, and also use our hand sanitizer. It kills everything.
Thanks, Rita. Good luck to you. Let's go to Michael in Yuma, Arizona. Hi, Mike. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi there. Thanks for holding so long, by the way.
Hey, it's important. The question I got, super important. I know there's at least one other caller that has been calling in with the same question. So I'll get started here. It's a two-parter, basically. It's in relation to diabetes, and we hear a lot about type 2 diabetes. I'm interested in insulin-dependent type 1 diabetes, specifically how you cure it, and then also the second question is, from that diabetes, you can get diabetic retinopathy in the eyes, which eventually
leads
to blindness. How do you reverse that?
Exactly. Interesting thing. And type 1 is worse than type 2, isn't it, Doc?
Okay, well, here's the question. It can be, of course, but here's the question. Sir, were you born with type 1 diabetes, or were you diagnosed recently?
I got it when I was 8 years old, so we're talking, 32 years ago.
Okay, you don't have type 1 diabetes. Do you have any skin problems or bowel problems?
Some digestive problems.
Okay, so you have like diarrhea, constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, anything like that?
Probably some of that.
Okay. Do you have any asthma or bronchitis?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, if you have type 1, you're born with it, and they would know within days after you're born, okay? And you have to get on insulin right away, otherwise...
Well, of course, he had it at 8. That's pretty young, isn't it, Doc?
No, but that's not type 1. We get people who are 65 years old, and the doctors say they have type 1 diabetes.
What's the difference between 1 and 2?
Ah, you asked the ultimate question. Well, type 1 is a birth defect, not a genetic birth defect, but mama's missing something when the beta cells are being formed in the pancreas, okay? She's missing a nutrient, so that she, instead of having 6,000 beta cells in the islets of Langerhans, in each islet of Langerhans, the pancreas, you only got 6 or 600 instead of 6,000. And so the baby's born without enough ability to make enough insulin, and so they have all these blood sugar problems right away, and so they have to put them on insulin instantly. Now, here's a guy who goes, he's 8 years old, he starts having a problem. I guarantee you, this young fellow is eating oatmeal for breakfast and French toast and pancakes and waffles and spaghetti and, you know, the usual drill. Had a gluten problem and not supplementing, or if he was supplementing, he wasn't supplementing with, you know, baby vitamins, drops that didn't have all the minerals.
That's right. A minute left, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, and so same thing with a guy who's 65 years old, and the doctors say, okay, here's metformin. You got diabetes. So in 3 days' time, his blood sugar is still up. He says, it didn't work, Doc. Come on in. You have type 1. He gave him a shot, and in 30 seconds, his blood sugar goes down. Well, that's because he's been eating gluten for 40 years, 60 years, and he can't absorb the metformin, the drug. And so that's why the insulin works. And so the doctor should go to jail for a crime okay, a misdiagnosis.
And what about his eyesight?
Okay, well, take care of your diabetes. Take your 90 essential nutrients and stay away from all the bad foods. You don't get the retinopathies and all that kind of stuff. Those are all nutritional deficiencies.
Doc, thanks again. We'll talk to you in about 6 weeks. Ben Fuchs in three. Keep in touch with us, okay?
God bless you, sir. You're great, and we appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, and the website to go to, set the record. It's not too late to slam it, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about ancient aliens on Coast to Coast AM.